plant in a number of ways. Amaranthus became one of the ingredients of their religious foods, through amaranth flour mixed with human blood, thus making dough. In other cultures, the seeds have been used to make confections, gruel, oatmeal-like food, and even beer. Etymologically, amaranth originated from the Greek language, which means unfading. How to eat plant. This edible weed can be eaten in the raw as a whole. Just take careful notice of the spines that are present on the leaves. These may cause infection if ingested. Although not poisonous by nature, its leaves may contain oxalic acid and nitrates, which are sipped from soil that has high content of nitrates. Boiling the leaves is a good way to remove these chemicals, but you should not consume the boiled water. The seeds, leaves, and flowers of this plant are great sources of vitamins and minerals. The amaranth seeds contain high protein, amino acids, and fiber. It also has vitamins such as A, C, and E, and minerals like calcium, iron, potassium, and phosphorus. Ripeness is determined by gently shaking or rubbing the flower spike. If it readily falls from the flower spike, the plant and its seeds are ripe and can be harvested. You can collect the seeds from the amaranth by gently side-tipping the plant, then rubbing or shaking the spikes over a container, allowing the seeds to collect there. All the parts can be crushed and used together, and can be a great remedy against stomach ache due to acid, or to treat insect and snake bites and wounds. Chapter 2. Cattail, Typha latifolia. Location of plant. Cattails are scientifically and generally known as typha. Common cattails are more specifically called Typha latifolia. This wild plant often grows in places surrounded by trees and usually in communities that are favorable with moist climates or open water. It also dominantly grows in locations with frequent flood occurrences. Cattails can be found in Australia, Africa, the UK, India, Eurasia, and North America. In the United States, it grows throughout all of the states, with the exception of Hawaii and the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Typha latifolia is common to climates that are tropical and subtropical. Other climates where it can survive are humid coastal, dry continental, southern, and northern temperature. Information about plant. Typha latifolia is a plant species that has flowers which resemble a cat's tail, thus its common name, cattail. This plant grows very quickly and reaches heights up to 9 feet tall. It has densely packed, tiny flowers consisting of male flowers along the top cluster and female flowers at the lower portion of the cluster. Because of these properties, it is classified as monoecious, where both male and female flowers are on the same plant. Its flowers become brown in color when at its full bloom. Its yellow-green stem can grow more than a foot long. The typha leaves are shaped like long grasses, which are thick and grayish-green. Furthermore, cattails have very small, numerous seeds. This plant blooms during mid to late summer. Because of the flower's unique form, some use it for playing and others utilize it for floral arrangement. Nevertheless, this flowering plant can be native to any pond or place for as long as the presence of water is there. As far as written history is concerned, cattails were used as a food source during the 17th century and even further in the past. Cattails have been found in caves dating back to the 8th century. Ancient civilizations, such as the Chinese and Egyptian, used to consider this wild plant as a prized food. It is a food rich in fiber. Native tribes from North America also used to consider cattails as a precious source of food, which provided starch for bread making. History tells us that this plant was also used in religious ceremonies as well. How to eat plant. Cattails have always been an important source of food in wildlife. In fact, Ewell Gibbons noted this idea by saying, "For the number of different kinds of food it produces, there is no plant, wild or domesticated, which tops the common cattail." This species of plant has no record of toxic substance, which made it a staple food during ancient times. At present, it is still edible. Just make sure that the area where it is taken from is pollution-free.